Welcome to Retracing Our Roots here on KTLO on this Saturday morning. I sure am excited to have back in the studio once again. Richard Shedd has made the trip over here to KTLO to visit with us. Sir, we got a lot of great feedback on your episode last week telling us a little bit about the family. Thanks for joining us again today.
Well, thank you. I've got some exciting news. My mother was recently selected as one of the top women in the state of Arkansas. I'm very proud that she was selected for that honor.
Are they going to have a ceremony or a plaque or anything on that?
Yeah, there's going to be a plaque, of course, and they'll have some type of recognition ceremony. And my wife and I and my children, of course, will be going down to it in Little Rock.
Well, when you make that trip, make sure you let us know. We'd love to let our listeners hear more about that. Last week when we had you in, we kind of ended at the work your mother did. Sounds like she was making friends with Mr. Nixon and was able to get the funding for that bridge with her, it sounds like, talent for politicking. What did she do after that, and where was the next step for her? This was the mid-70s we were in there.
Well, they dedicated the bridges. Of course, she was very, very happy about the results for the bridges. But the most important thing in her agenda was that we would have a community college here in north central Arkansas at Mountain Home. The problem was the voters had to vote in a millage for a college to be built in Mountain Home. And my mother in 1973 and Ivan Rhodes of Arkansas first passed the bill to establish community colleges in Arkansas. There was only two community colleges in the state of Arkansas. One was in Fort Smith, and one was in Beebe. She always wanted Mountain Home to have one because when she was a young girl, she had to travel to Little Rock to go to college. That was something very important to her, and it was deep to her heart that Mountain Home got its college. But they had to be voted. It had to be voted on by the people. The election was set, and everyone was excited about getting a college. But a lot of rumors occurred during the election. The college here in Mountain Home in Baxter County was defeated. She says, "Well, if Mountain Home doesn't want it, I'll give it to Harrison in Boone County." What they did was she got to work and they established North Arkansas College in Harrison. Ivan Rhodes is who the co-sponsor of the bill to create community colleges in Arkansas. Eventually, they started Northwest Arkansas Community College over in Rogers. That was something that she always wanted to do, but she got defeated in the election. After getting the bridges built across Lake Norfolk, the next year
I think they would have had a little more faith in her.
Right. They did not reelect her. So she kind of drifted out of politics and came to work at Shedd's.
Now, we're talking Shedd's Furniture, right?
And, yes.
And when did all that form? That was already a family business.
Right.
Did your father start that?
Right. Well, the furniture business, my mother, of course, had gone to work for Sam Powell, who was in the furniture business on the northeast corner of the square, and she liked the furniture business. She talked my dad and Lowell Sexton into starting a furniture store. He was from Calico Rock, too. And so they decided to build a new store building. They built the store building on the corner of 9th and Baker Street, which is up from where the post office was. That was opened in 1957. It was doing great. Mountain Home was really, really growing.
People needed furniture.
People needed furniture, and they were very, very successful for many, many years. And they tried to grow the business. They sold furniture, appliances, electronics, coffee pots, percolators. And then, of course, Walmart comes in, and all that business has gone by the wayside. Kept on expanding, and then ended up it went across the whole block. Then the post office decided to build a new building, and so they moved out of that building, and eventually we put more merchandise down in the in that block of buildings, and we put a really nice men's and women's clothing department in that building on the corner of 9th and Church Street. The business comprised of two blocks of buildings, and we did a lot of volume, a lot of buildings for many, many years, and we were selling a lot of furniture up in Missouri. So my dad and I decided to put a store in Springfield. So we opened up a store in Springfield, which was very successful. And then my father always loved Batesville. So then we opened up a new store at Batesville. When he was a boy, they would grow and sell cotton down at Batesville. And he'd always go up to the Barnett department store to buy stuff with some of the money they got from the selling the cotton. He always had a wonderful feeling about that building. It was the biggest building in Batesville. It was 33,000 square feet, three-story, but it was old. It was 101, 102 years old. He liked that building, so we got a contractor to help us, and we restored that building, and it won the Historical Preservation Award for the state of Arkansas. After we finished the building. So we were real proud of that, and we eventually had the opportunity to sell it to a manufacturing business in Batesville, and then they went out of business. Eventually, the county took it over, and now it is the public library for Independence County.
Fascinating stuff, folks. We're going to continue our discussion here about the Shedd family. You're listening to Retracing Our Roots on KTLO.
Visiting with Russell Tucker of Raps Baron, sip, savor, sojourn. What does that mean to you?
Sojourn is the idea that we have just this short time together on this earth, and we have the opportunity to make the most of that. And so we wanted to create a space that welcomed all of our community to celebrate each other, to connect with each other, something that allows you to set your phone down, step away from the TV, and actually have real human connections with people.
Raps Baron in the Baker District, Mountain Home.
And we welcome you back to Retracing Our Roots here on KTLO, brought to you by our friends at Raps Baron Brewing Company. We're joined in the studio once again for a riveting episode with Mr. Richard Shedd. Now, Richard, she had lost that one election, but Veda was not out of politics yet.
Right. Well, she'd been out of office, let's just say, for, you know, several years. She always loved politics and loved helping people. She was encouraged by people in Baxter County to run for state representative again. Ed Gilbert was the state representative at that time, but he moved out of his district, so he could not serve as the state representative. She knew it was going to be a tough campaign because she was in her late 70s, and, you know, a lot of people said that she couldn't get the job done. She just decided that she'd go ahead and run. And she won the election, of course. But the one thing that she failed to do was get a college built in Mountain Home. Ed Gilbert and Steve Leffitt got a technical center funding for the technical school here, but we didn't have a college. So her first priority was to get funding for the college here. So she went to Little Rock, and she persuaded the head of appropriations to put her a bill in to fund a college for Mountain Home. And they just kind of laughed at her and didn't think that she was able to ever get any funding for Mountain Home. But she knew the budget director real well from past legislative experience. And he said, you know, go ahead and put that bill in. There might be a chance it could be funding. And she says, well, it's going to go in Category C, which never gets funded. And so he said, go ahead and put it in. I think the revenue for this year budget cycle is better than a lot of people think it is. And damn that the Category C didn't get funded and Mountain Home got its money for community college.
And what year was this?
1994.
There we go. Okay.
That's when it all started right there. And that's when the money was passed to fund our new campus that we have right now.
And that started the formation of Arkansas State University in Mountain Home?
Well, Baxter County had to vote again to establish the community college here. And this time people realized the mistake they had made.
Because Harrison's now had a college
right.
all
Harrison
this time.
Had a college and Mountain Home didn't have a college. So the rivalry came into place and Mountain Home ended up passing the funding for Arkansas State University campus that we have today. Ed Coulter was involved in, matter of fact, I was head of the advisory council for education, and at first we were talking to NACC about becoming a branch of NACC. And so I visited with the chancellor there, and he said he would be very glad to take Mountain Home as a branch campus. But we had to decide on board members. We were in disagreement on the number of board members that Harrison, Boone County would have and Mountain Home would have and Baxter County in this area. We weren't getting our fair share of board members of North Arkansas Community College. So Freddie Blackburn and I were talking. Freddie says, well, let's call Gene Smith down at Arkansas State and see if Arkansas State would be interested in branching out and putting a campus here in Mountain Home. Gene Smith was the president of ASU Jonesboro. You know, we had a nice conversation with him. He says, let me talk to my board members and see what they said. And so about a week went by, and Gene called us and said, we decided to come up to Mountain Home and look at it for the possibility of ASU. They came up, looked at the situation, and made the decision to make Mountain Home part of the ASU system instead of just being a technical school. Would be a full-fledged college branch of the university there at Jonesboro.
And before they built the campus, I believe it was downtown in Mountain Home.
That was where Mountain Home Technical College was.
Okay, uh-huh.
A lot of the business people had gone together. The First Baptist Church building is where the first campus was, a Mountain Home Technical School. And then Arkansas State decided to take over the campus there, so it became Arkansas State University Mountain Home.
The rest is history.
The rest is history, exactly. So it is, you know, a lot of the business people like myself, I gave them carpet for the building, and a lot of other people gave them furniture and other things to get the campus going. It was a great success for Mountain Home to have the campus here.
Beta continued to serve the rest of her term. Did she serve just one term again in the state or a couple?
She just served one term after that. She had got her dream fulfilled, and Mountain Home had its community college. She was happy. So she just came back and went to work at the furniture store.
Right back to work.
helping my dad. And my dad wanted to go to the farm, so they said, here it is, Richard, you run it. So, and the furniture business changed a lot over the years. Most of our furniture that we sold was made in North Carolina.
It's weird that that's a foreign concept now.
Yeah. So all the manufacturers that we sold, Broyhill Hill, Lane, Thomasville, all of those companies that were the brands we're selling went out of business. That's what ended up with our furniture business. All our brands were gone to either sell the Chinese or go out of business. So
let's take one more break here on Retracing Our Roots, and I want to talk about one more topic when we get back with Richard. We'll be right back after this break.
Visiting with Russell Tucker of Raps Baron, Sip, Savor, Sojourn. What does that mean to you?
Sojourn is the idea that we have just this short time together on this earth, and we have the opportunity to make the most of that. And so we wanted to create a space that welcomed all of our community to celebrate each other, to connect with each other, something that allows you to set your phone down, step away from the TV, and actually have real human connections with people.
Raps Baron in the Baker District, Mountain Home.
Welcome back to Retracing Our Roots on KTLO in our final segment. I think me and Richard could sit here all day and visit with you. If you missed our episode last week, I encourage you to go to our podcast page at KTLO.com. Richard, seems like service runs in the family, and of course, you've been very busy yourself continuing the legacy to get things built and preserved around the area.
Well, in 2003, Ed Coulter and I went to Washington to try to get funding for the Veda Shed building. So we traveled to Washington to present our case about getting funding for a building in honor of my mother. And so we went to President Clinton and Senator Blanche Lincoln, Senator Tim Hutchison, and Congressman Asa Hutchison, and Congressman Marion Barry, kind of put our case before them to see if they would help us get the money. It was two Republicans and two Democrats. And
there's another foreign concept these days.
And so they all worked together and secured the funding for the Veda Shed building on the campus of ASU of several million dollars. And without both parties involved, the building would not be there today. At the same time, I was on the Baxter County Airport Board. I was the chairman of the board at that time. I'd always dreamed of having an airline here in Mountain Home, and we did have an airline here in Mountain Home for several years, which was Lone Star Airlines, which serviced to Dallas. And it was my dream that we would have commuter airline service here. So I ended up talking to Congressman Marion Barry about it, and he thought that there might be funding available for a commuter airline service to come in to our airport here in Mountain Home. And so I went to Washington with the help of Congressman Barry, spoke before the Appropriations Committee about the establishment of a commuter airline in the Mountain Home area. We ended up getting a grant for small community air service at the airport here. We got a grant for about nearly $700,000 to establish commuter airline service. So I started contacting the different airlines and see if they would be interested in starting service here in Mountain Home. And so I contacted American Airlines Commuter Connection, convinced them that Mountain Home was a really growing market and it would be something that they could make a profit off of. They were the franchisee for American at that time, and they went to American Airlines, and American Airlines agreed to it, and they started the money. And with the help of Marion Barry, our congressman, we got an instrument landing system put in at the airport where they could operate in a safe manner. That was the key to getting them, American Airlines, to come in. So they went ahead and installed their equipment for American Airlines out at the airport terminal building. The economy was really rough then for the airline industry, and the commuter airline that was the franchise for American Connection went out of business. So that kind of ended that.
I bet that was nice, because I would love to get on a plane in Mountain Home and not have to drive 3 hours every direction.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, we had them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and the grant was still there. But, of course, we didn't get the airline, and we had to give that money back to the Department of Transportation.
Well, if not by flight, of course, highways are real important to the family also.
When my mother was first elected, it was just gravel roads, all going east and west out of Mountain Home, going to Norfolk and places like that. And that was one of her goals, to get those gravel roads replaced. So I grew up as a boy hearing stories about highways, how important highways was. And we always wanted to improve Highway 412 across North Arkansas. I mean, we don't want a four lane. We don't need a four lane, but we needed good passing lanes all the way across North Arkansas. And of course, my mother got the funding for the bypass around Mountain Home and the improvements of highways out of Mountain Home east and west. But we needed it towards Memphis and on towards Fayetteville. I felt like that we weren't getting our fair share of state funding. It was, a lot of it was going to South Arkansas, and all the growth and tax bases were in North Arkansas. So there was a committee formed, and Gil Lazzarto and Jim Whalen and I and several county judges across North Arkansas got involved and made what we call the 412 Committee to help encourage the Highway Department and our House Senator and representatives to try to get us some funding for better roads across North Arkansas. We finally got a commitment from the Highway Department through our efforts for $100 million in the future to put passing lanes from Fayetteville to Hardy area. And they have got those programmed, but they're not all funded. I feel like that some passing lanes will be built. Of course, they're building one right now outside of Harrison towards Mountain Home.
Yeah, that's right.
Off at Belfont. And then the next construction is going to be from the Boone County line east towards Yaleville. And then eventually it would be passing lanes from Lake Norfolk Bridges to the east. So those are kind of the three major projects that are scheduled. And of course, towards Huntsville, the road where you cut off 65 towards Huntsville is also programmed. We kept on progressing. Joe Dillard and I formed the coalition of all the county judges to try to get North Central Arkansas more funding. So Joe and I went, got all the county judges and all of the city mayors and the quorum courts in each county and tried to persuade the Highway Department to improve our rural roads in Baxter County, not only 412, but all the rural roads coming out of Baxter and Izzard and Marion and Boone and all the counties in North Central Arkansas, because we did not feel like we're getting our fair share of the state funding.
Well, I will say in the 20 years I've been here, the roads, especially 412 and even like those rural highways, they have greatly improved though. You guys have gotten a lot of work done.
Well, it is, you know, an honor to serve the public. And that's the way my mother and dad taught me. You try to help people. And that's exactly what I have tried to do throughout my life is to help people.
The Shedd family and all your ancestors always seem to be looking forward even to this day. That's how me and you met a few months ago. You were sitting down with some state representatives talking about the continued growth of the highways. What do you think, Richard, your ancestors all the way back to the 1700s would think if they could see now all the work the Shedd family and ancestors got accomplished here?
Well, I think they would be proud. And I know that my mother and dad are proud of what's been accomplished in this county. Always felt like that North Arkansas is a very special place. In like 1950s, Baxter County lost population of about 15.5%. And in Fulton County, it lost population of 27 point something percent. And the main reason was we did not have good roads. We did not have the ability for the tourists to get here. And that's why good roads were necessary. My mother always said, I mean, you can have great colleges and great high schools, but if you don't have good roads for people to get there, that's defeating the purpose. So that's one thing I kind of felt like that we've got to continue getting our state funding and getting our fair share of state funding.
Work continues today. Richard, thank you once again the last couple weeks for coming here on Retracing Our Roots and sharing the family story. I've got a feeling that if we got you back in the future, there'd be a few more stories to tell. Folks, remember, next time you're crossing the Norfolk White River, whether you're crossing the Norfolk Lake, maybe you're out on the bypass, or you're going through the college, the Shedd family has been through it all. Richard, thank you so much once again.
Thank you for giving me the opportunity. And KTLO has always been close to my heart. And it was wonderful to run into Danny Ward, who is one of my good friends. We appreciate everything KTLO has done for this community.